Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back. Well, summer's upon us here in Phoenix, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty fantastic. It's still cooling off at night, so the heat really isn't that uncomfortable. In fact, my husband and I have started to now enjoy our lunch out by the pool, and I'm not gonna lie, I am really enjoying that. I love taking a break and just relaxing in the sun. It's pretty awesome. So today, I wanted to talk about emotions and our responsibility when it comes to other people's emotions. Now, during a class I took last week, I believe, on emotions, I learned a concept that I wanted to share with you today. It's a concept that goes hand in hand with what I shared in a previous episode, I think about 2 weeks ago, and it's this. We are responsible to others, not responsible for others when it comes to our feelings and emotions. Now, of course, as parents, we're responsible for caring for our children, and really, in every relationship we have certain responsibilities. But when it comes to another person's emotions, we are not responsible for them. Yes, we can influence their emotions, and I'm not saying that we have license to do and say or even act any way we want to towards another person, especially if it's unkind or vindictive or anything like that. But when it comes right down to it, our emotions, our feelings are our responsibilities. And if you've been with me long enough, you know that those perceptions, those beliefs we have regarding the circumstances in our lives are what create our emotions in the first place. We get to choose what we want to think and how we want to feel. Nobody else can make us feel anything. Whatever it is we're feeling, it's because of a thought that we are thinking. And when another person says or does something to us and we feel hurt or angry, it isn't because of what they said. It's not because of their words. It's because we made their words mean something about us. We interpreted their words to mean something about us. For instance, when I was in junior high, as my classmates and I were waiting for our PD teacher to come out, one of the boys in my class said to me, in front of everybody, "You really have fat knees." And I was stunned. I will admit, I was totally stunned. But then another girl came right away to my defense, and she looked at him point blank, and she said, "No, she doesn't. You're so crazy." Now, I'll admit that I felt hurt. I felt embarrassed about all of it. And it probably wasn't very polite for him to say that to me anyway, but he did. And that hurt and that embarrassment I felt was because I had this thought that he must be right. I must have fat knees. And that thought is what caused the hurt and embarrassment. Now, I could have easily thought that that girl who came to my defense and called him out was absolutely right. I could have easily thought that she was right. I didn't, and that he was crazy. And then if I had thought that, I would have felt calm and confident, right? But what I chose is this. I chose to think that thought that he must be right. I must have fat knees. And that is what created my own hurt. Now, understanding this concept isn't always easy. Obviously, I didn't understand it then. It's not always an easy thing to grasp. I get it. But believe me, when we understand this, when we can grasp this concept, it really creates so much self-awareness. Now, as human beings, we are wired for connection. And one of the strongest ways that we connect is through shared feelings, through emotions, and empathy. Now, empathy is being aware of and understanding what somebody else is feeling, right? And sometimes even vicariously experiencing those feelings ourselves. In the last several years, researchers have actually found that our brains have what are called mirror neurons, suggesting that there's really a biological base for empathy. Now, supposedly these mirror neurons allow us to understand someone else's actions and feelings. And they fire when we experience an emotion or when we see others experiencing an emotion. So I want you to think about a time when you saw someone who was experiencing sadness. What happens? Well, many of us would answer that we feel sadness ourselves without even thinking about it. Like when you watch a sad movie, right? And the main character is going through something hard. Don't you feel it? Well, just last week, one of my grandsons shared with me that while he was at school, he helped somebody who had fallen and gotten hurt. And he went over and helped this person. And he actually took this person to the nurse's office. And when I asked him about why he did that, he said very matter-of-factly, well, Grandma, because he was hurt. He felt that empathy for his friends. Have you ever experienced being with a group of children who are just having the time of their lives, laughing and experiencing so much joy? Doesn't it just make you want to feel happy too? It does to me. And I love being around kids for that reason. Mirroring emotions is something that we as humans are wired to do. Think about it. Babies are a perfect example of mirroring emotions. Well, just yesterday, I was holding a four-month-old baby, and I noticed that whenever I smiled at her, she would smile right back. And whenever I changed any type of facial expression, she would mirror that facial expression right back to me. It was so much fun, and I love that. You can't help but smile, right, when babies do this. And that is a form of mirroring. Now, mirroring each other's emotions can be really helpful on occasion, especially when it comes to validating the emotions of others. But where we get in trouble is when we take mirroring those emotions a little too far. When we actually take on another person's negative emotions. When we start to internalize them. And when this happens, it creates a vicious emotional cycle where everyone ends up feeling lousy. For example, so years ago when we were first starting out as a young family, my husband would often come home from work extremely stressed. And when he was stressed, I would actually mirror that stress. I would become stressed thinking that I was trying to take that stress from him and that this would be really helpful. But what I found was the complete opposite. This only created more stress and guilt for him. He would feel stressed. I would feel stressed. He would feel guilty for making me feel stressed. And then I would feel guilty for him feeling guilty. And this cycle of stress would just go on and on and on. And it was stressful for both of us. And I found this happening with my kids as well. Whenever they would come home from school worried or stressed, I would end up doing the same thing, ending up in this cycle all over again. I had no idea at the time what was happening or what I was doing. I had no idea that I was trying to take on their emotions, that I was internalizing them. And because of this, I was making not only myself miserable, but everybody else felt pretty miserable too. Now, it got to the point that my husband and my kids wouldn't tell me about the stress or the worry that was going on in their life because they knew that I would try to take on that stress and that I would become more stressed and worried. So instead, they would keep it to themselves, which wasn't ideal. And this wasn't what I wanted. I wanted them to be able to come to me. I wanted them to be able to open up to me and to be a safe place for them to land. But what I found was I wasn't at all. I was the complete opposite. And the problem was I didn't know how to stop mirroring those emotions. I didn't know how to stop taking them on myself or why I was even doing it in the first place. For so many years, I subconsciously thought that I was responsible for my family's happiness. Subconsciously, I thought that it was my job to take those stresses and worries all away from them. I subconsciously thought that I had to be the handyman. I had to come in and I had to fix all of their negative emotions. I subconsciously thought that I was the one responsible for the way they felt. And I say subconsciously because at that point, I didn't have an understanding or the awareness of what I was actually doing like I do now. I didn't understand that feeling responsible for my family's happiness or trying to fix their worries and stresses was only because I wanted to feel good, because I had this thought that if they felt good, then I could feel good. I didn't understand that what I was actually doing was trying to control everyone else's emotions because I wanted to feel happy myself. And I thought that the only way to be happy was to fix all of their unhappiness. Now, what I have taught a lot on this podcast and what I have since learned is that it's not my job to take on or fix other people's emotions. I am not responsible for their emotions. I don't have to make it all better. In fact, it is impossible to do this in the first place. Now, other people are going to feel what they are going to feel because of the way they interpret the circumstances in their lives, right? Like what somebody tells them, what somebody says to them, or somebody does to them, or anything that is outside of their control. They are going to interpret that, creating those thoughts that will create their feelings. They get to decide what they want to think and how they want to feel. And when we rush in to take on those emotions ourselves or try to fix it all, what we're actually doing is communicating three things. One, that they aren't capable of feeling negative emotions. And two, what they are feeling is wrong. They shouldn't be feeling this. And three, that their own agency doesn't matter. Now, I know this is probably not our intention. It wasn't my intention to do any of these things. I had no idea that that's what I was doing. I know it can be so hard to watch someone we feel stressed and worried. I get that. But their emotions are theirs. And when we can step back and allow them to have their own emotions, as long as they aren't being abusive or destructive, we'll be able to drop our need to feel responsible for those emotions. And we will be in a better position to help them and support them in what they are feeling. Which leads me to this question. So what is our responsibility? Our responsibility to others is to be empathetic without mirroring or taking on another person's emotions. We are responsible to decide how we want to show up for them. We are responsible to love, understand, be compassionate, listen, and create an environment where others feel safe and heard. And as I continue to study the life of Jesus Christ, he was the ultimate example of this, wasn't he? He gave us the perfect example of what our responsibility to others is. Like him, our responsibility is to love them where they are and to validate what they're feeling, because there is always, always a good reason for what they are thinking and feeling. Now, this doesn't mean that we have to necessarily agree with them. He didn't always agree with everybody. It just means that we allow them to feel what they are feeling and allow them to express it without trying to fix their negative emotions. And then we love and we listen and we support. I've noticed just in the past few years, when I show up in this way, there has been quite a difference in the way my family and I communicate. Now that I've made that shift in my own understanding that I am not responsible for their emotions, but I am responsible to them. Now, as I've worked with many clients on making this shift for themselves, it's made such a difference for them. It takes time and it takes practice and it takes constant awareness. It's something that I work on all the time. But now that I understand what my responsibility truly is when it comes to other people's emotions and why, I am much more aware of what my role is and responsibility is to them. Now, if you think you may be taking on other people's emotions and you feel responsible for them, please get on a coaching call with me and let's talk about it. It's free, it's easy, and I promised that as you gain that awareness and you practice making this shift, you will see quite a difference in all your relationships. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you today. Have an amazing day, and I will talk with you next week. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at AngelaAdamsCoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.